It's Richard Pascoe joining us now from talktech.com.au. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee.
Now, one thing that we're going to have a bit of a chat about is Apple, and this is the sort of money that I'll never see in a lifetime, and I guess a lot of other people as well. Will they ever pay the $19 billion tax supposedly they're owing?
I don't think they'll ever pay it.
I don't think so either.
They're trotting out the lawyers right now, and I think we'll see this thing actually go on for years. Spokespeople have already come out and said you can have tax or jobs, but not both. And they rolled out their big lawyer on the weekend, and he actually said they've already paid, and they've got documented evidence paid, they actually paid 12.5% tax, not 0.005%. Now, people have got to understand, and the reason I'm talking about this is I've had several people contact me saying, are Apple in trouble if they've had to pay this money? No, they could quite well afford to pay it, and they won't get in trouble over it. But the European Union fit in this because they're the ones that are saying that Apple did not pay enough tax to Ireland. And it's only because they've probably looked at Apple and saying, well, we can get some of back some of the money that we've actually lent Ireland over the years, because Ireland are actually $220 billion in debt. So even if Apple did pay, the money would never go to Ireland or actually go to the European Union. So even the Irish government are going to appeal this as well, so I don't think you'll ever see this money be paid.
Understood. Yeah, this will go on and on for years, no doubt. And not a great week, I believe, for Samsung.
No, look, I thought I'd mention this. The Note 7, which has just come out. Now, if you've got one, you've got to take it back and return it, so make sure you back everything up, because they've got a big battery issue in there, because a lot of them actually burst into flames around the world. Do not lose faith in Samsung products. This happens occasionally, but good on Samsung for doing the right thing and returning it, not letting this issue go on. Remember, it's only the Note 7 that has had it, that has issues. It's just come out. I think it's even as early as the last couple of weeks. So just that, take it back to where you bought it from, and discuss it with them.
Now, we just spoke about Apple with the tax they're supposedly owed. This coming Thursday, we'll hear more about some Apple announcements.
Yes, we will. At 2:30 a.m. in the morning, I've got to get up, Lee. My God, I'll be like you. So they should announce two new iPhones, the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus as well. The rumours are all around about the screen sizes will be the same. The headphone jack will be removed because we can get audio and video through the Lightning jack. Maybe waterproof. Waterproof is, the rumour is coming down really big now as well. So we'll know more about this on Thursday morning. We might see new Apple Watch as well. And also, the one thing you would never expect, Sony actually will make an announcement on the day for their new gaming console. I don't know why, Lee, because I've got to say, you know, all the publicity air will be sucked out basically because of Apple on that day.
I'll give you a call at 2:30 on Thursday morning to get you out of bed, I reckon, mate.
No, I'm quite good at doing that, Lee.
You'll be up for that.
I'll be up and about. Love to talk about on Thursday, though, Lee.
Of course. Now, what about users of Dropbox and Last.fm?
A lot of people out there would have used Last.fm as a social music website. Got to let you know, actually, your login credentials for that are freely available on the internet now. And if you use Dropbox from 2012 as well, and you've never changed username and password, we would really advise you to go along and do it, because all your credentials are actually freely available on the internet now. That's your username, which is your email address, and your password as well. So if you're still using that password on other accounts, and this is the point I'm trying to make, it's because we reuse those passwords, don't we, Lee, on other accounts.
That's right.
Is change that password. Don't use that password again, because there'll be people trying to tap on your other accounts to see if you still use that password. So if you've used that password on either of those accounts, change that password.